call the Morrill County Board of Commissioners public hearing on the ambulance service area plan to order. And I got a few statements to read before we start the hearing. The public hearing is to consult with and seek advice from each person, city, entity, or rural fire protection district within the county that provides their desires to provide ambulance service and has notified the county of its desire to be consulted prior to the adoption of the update of the ambulance service area plan and the boundaries of any ambulance service area to be established under the plan. In addition, the county will hear testimony from interested public citizens. Oral and written comments will be accepted. Written comments must be received by Wednesday, May 10th, 2023, and can be submitted either via email to rvandewal@co.morrill.or.us or by mail to Morrill County, P.O. Box 788, Heppner, Oregon, 97836. The board will consider the comments received to draft and adopt a new ambulance service area plan and designation of the boundaries of any ambulance service area at a future meeting. The county is currently operating under the 1998 Ambulance Service Area Plan and Ordinance MC-C-4-98. Oral comments from a person, city, entity, or rural fire protection district within this county that provides or desires to provide ambulance services will be limited to 10 minutes, and comments from the public will be limited to 3 minutes. Why is Morrill County developing a new ambulance service area plan? Morrill County is developing a revised ambulance service area plan for one reason and one reason only. We are required by Oregon law and administrative rules to do so. Unfortunately, over the years, Morrill County has not been carrying out its legal duties and responsibilities. And as a result, we are out of compliance on our current ASA. We are operating under a 1998 plan that has never been reviewed and updated as required every 5 years. An attempt was made in 2021, but did not follow the required legal process and was never completed, nor approved and adopted by the county. We are working with the Oregon Health Authority to complete this process as soon as possible. The process to update the plan has been started, and we are committed to conducting this procedure according to law and in a fair and impartial manner. So with that, here I have a script that I read or statement before we open the public hearing, so I'll read that now. I call this public hearing of May 3rd, 2023 to order at 6 p.m. My name is David Sykes, Chair of the Morrill County Board of Commissioners. I will be presiding over this public hearing. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the development of a new ambulance service area plan for Morrill County. Pursuant to ORS 682-062, this public hearing is required to occur before the Board of Commissioners can consider developing and adopting a new ambulance service area plan. Anyone with an interest in today's agenda may offer relevant oral or written testimony. To offer oral testimony, you must first sign in at the main entrance of this room. When you are called to speak, please speak clearly and tell the Board of Commissioners your name, city in which you live, who you represent, if applicable. If you have exhibits for our consideration, such as a copy of your testimony, photographs, petitions, or other documents or evidence, please leave those in the container marked for that purpose at the entry. All testimony must be relevant to the public hearing at hand. If your testimony is irrelevant or repetitious, I may interrupt and ask you to continue with relevant comments pertaining to the ASA plan. Demonstrations from the audience are prohibited, and audience comments will not be part of the record. The only comments directly from the podium. I will now call for abstentions or conflicts of interest. Any conflict of interest should be mentioned in a statement made that either A, a commissioner declares a conflict of interest and the commissioner may participate in the hearing, or B, a commissioner refrains from participating in the hearing.
So for the record, I will state that I am on the Board of Trustees for Good Shepherd Hospital, and even though they are not any party to the proceeding before us, and I myself nor Good Shepherd would be financially impacted by any this decision, I will declare a potential conflict of interest.
Okay, well now we're going to begin taking public comments. And the way we'll do this is there was a sign-up sheet. So I'm going to go through these one at a time, call you, and if you come up here, and once again state your name, the city you're from, and if you represent someone, state that also. When we're done with the people in the room, we're going to call on the Zoom people to see if we have comments from them. Okay, first up, Carl Loretson.
Yeah. who I am, right?
Who you am, what city you're from, and if you represent a group or something.
Okay, Paul Robertson, Eppner, and I don't represent anybody but me.
Okay.
And I've had a lot of experience with the Morrow County ASA plan. I just read it again recently, and everything that's in there appears to me to be accurate. The 98 plan, somewhere I saw in here a letter that was signed by all the commissioners in 2001, or 21, and I'm not sure what that was, but I know we've done that, and if the Boardman group starts their own, some of the people in Boardman will end up paying more, not less, and not the same. Mainly because the Morrow County Health District and the ambulance service have an agreement with firemen. Until they would get that, then they would get charged full amount instead of what the insurance takes. Do you have any questions on the firemen? I don't know if any of you know about it.
That's the Tri-County.
That's our Tri-County membership, but it's part of the state like fireman. Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next up would be Nicole Mahoney.
Nicole Mahoney, I gave my personal testimony earlier this afternoon, so this evening I would like to read into the record a subject matter expert letter that was addressed to the Board of Commissioners from the Adventist Health Tillamook President Eric Swanson. Board of Commissioners, I'm writing in support of the Morrow County Health District's continued assignment as the sole source provider of ambulance services for Morrow County. I would like to provide you with some context for my interest in the provision of ambulance services in Morrow County. I'm currently a national registered and Oregon licensed paramedic. I have been a paramedic since 1989 and involved in EMS since 1984. I'm the former chief investigator for EMS for the state of Oregon and have been qualified by justice, district, and circuit courts in the state of Oregon as a qualified expert in EMS matters. I serve as the president of a critical access hospital that operates the state's largest hospital-based ambulance service, responding to more than 5,200 calls for service each year. I would ask that the board carefully consider the facts and the long-term implications of any decision related to the provision of ambulance services. Morrow County Health District is the licensed ambulance provider in Morrow County. For more than 28 years, the health district has faithfully provided pre-hospital care to the residents of Morrow County. An ambulance service area can only be assigned to a licensed ambulance service provider. As the critical access hospital that operates an ambulance service, there are certain provisions that impact the reimbursement methodology. Any change to the current ambulance service area assignment may change the cost-based reimbursement for ambulance service, resulting in a huge financial impact to the health district. This may result in a loss of over $1 million to the district. The inability to continue the provision of ambulance service to the rest of Morrow County is also a detriment. Hospitals in Oregon are operating on razor-thin margins, and any changes to their financial stability may jeopardize their financial viability to remain open. In terms of quality pre-hospital care, hospital-based ambulance services are best positioned to ensure that the care provided is of the best quality. Hospitals have the infrastructure that they can leverage to provide education, training, clinical competency, and advanced practice skills. Ambulance services are best provided by healthcare professionals whose sole focus is on providing high-quality care to those they serve. It is my firm belief that the primary role of government is to ensure the safety of the citizens that they are elected to serve. Any change to the provision of ambulance services in Morrow County would have negative consequences to the citizens of Morrow County. I urge you to keep Morrow County Health District as your ambulance service provider for all of Morrow County. Very truly yours, Eric Swanson, President, Adventist Health Tillamook.
Was that letter already? Oh, that's a copy for us. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next, Jody Ferguson.
Mm-hmm. The first comments are by me as a Morrill County resident who lives in Lexington. I'd like to request a list of complaints that the Board of Commission has received from Morrill County residents who have utilized EMS services provided by Morrill County Health District. Is there any formal complaints? So, no? Okay. Have any of the Board of Commissioners ever used the EMS service provided by Morrill County Health District? No? So you can't speak on the services and whether they're adequate or inadequate? Okay. Currently, Morrill County Health District has an ambulance plan called Tri-County Ambulance Association that residents in Boardman, Irrigan, Ione, Lexington, and Hebner purchase for $45 a year. If they utilize the ambulance service, we bill their insurance and write off the remaining balance. Will this plan still be available if we come up with a new EMS provider service group? Or will people be stuck with ambulance bills and higher taxes due to the changes? Do we know? Through all of the Board of Commissioner meetings and now public comments, I have not heard anyone, except for Boardman Fire Chief Mike Hughes, comment on why the ASA plan should be changed. Have you? Have you received any written public comments? Okay, the next two comments I make as an EMS provider to all of Morrill County residents. So why is Boardman Fire being dispatched to every EMS call in Boardman? Hebner, Irrigan, Ione, Lexington Fire, they're not dispatched to every EMS call. Do we have the same dispatch service used for all Morrill County? I believe we do. Why are there different dispatching procedures? Do we know? How do dispatch call logs show Boardman Fire District on scene first when literally my partner and I were the first responders on scene? How is this happening? What systems are they using to record these times? Are those systems reflecting accurate information? If you attended the Board of Commissioners meeting today, you know that the Board of Commissioners issued a letter today in support of Boardman Fire licensing their ambulance. With that in mind, why does Boardman Fire District's February minutes state that they had 19 transports when, as we heard today, they don't have a license for their ambulance? I would like to request that the Board of Commissioners respond in writing to these questions so that the information can be used by myself and other members when we meet regarding the plan and boundaries of the ambulance service area. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next up is Patty Allstott.
Good evening. My name is Patty Allstott. I've been the Human Resources Director of Morrill County Health District for the last 18 years, but I'm also a lifelong third-generation Hebner resident, as is my husband. We raised our children here, have a business here, and will retire here. I'm before you today because I'm quite concerned about the rewriting of our county's ambulance service area plan and the controversy that we're in right now. The first time I was told that our ambulance services were being threatened, I heard it from the health district's former EMS director and my brother-in-law, Rusty Estes, who also was a fire chief, by the way. He told me that the Boardman fire chief had said he was going to, quote, take our ambulance service, our equipment, and our levy. And he was quite upset about it. My response to him was, why? Knowing that a rural ambulance service is never known as a big money maker at all. That was in 2021. Rusty passed not long after that, and my question remains the same today. To my knowledge, there has been no other person or entity requesting the ambulance service area be redesigned and plan rewritten. The existing plan's approval was never questioned. That is until Chief Hughes decided he wanted an ambulance service with his fire department. If Morrill County Health District loses $550,000 per location with the federal cost-based reimbursement it receives, why does Chief Hughes think he can do better? He can't get cost-based reimbursement for his services. He doesn't have two other well-staffed ambulance stations to provide backup ambulances, equipment, and staff who can quickly be on site when needed. Morrill County Health District has invested in Boardman and Irrigan in good faith, with 24/7 ambulance staffing that can run advanced life support on every run, have excellent response times, and provide the best care for these communities. The health district has medical clinics in both towns, provides home health and hospice services for these residents, and has plans for bringing more services to our neighbors to the north. It also employs a lot of people. If the ASA plan allows Boardman Fire Rescue or any other EMS services to come into Morrow County Ambulance will no longer receive cost-based reimbursement, and everyone in Morrow County loses. I would ask what any investor, bank, or taxpayer should ask of an organization that wants to embark on an expansion. What's it going to cost? How are you going to pay for it? And why will it be better? Show me the numbers, the business plan with the projections to show it can float and remain viable in the years to come. If the health district losses climb to $900,000 per year to operate Boardman Ambulance without the federal cost-based reimbursement, how will Boardman Fire Rescue fund this year after year?
That's a 3-minute limit, but you got much more there?
Just
finish now.
Okay, thank you. Our commissioners were elected to represent and do what's best for the entire county, not just the city of Boardman. If the ambulance service area is divided, a great deal of money and excellent countywide ambulance services go out the window because the health district is the only organization with access to the federal program. The county would still have to provide those services to the large remainder of the county, and at what cost? How do you explain that decision to your constituents? Keeping the ASA as it is currently written is the only responsible answer. Thank you.
Okay, next, Molly Ray.
Hi, I'm Molly Ray. I have been employed for the most of my career as an RN with the Morrow County Health District, which was Pioneer Memorial when I started. I've been the home health and then hospice director also most of the time since 1986, many, many years. So I've been in all over the county for a long time. My first comment is a situation I ran into in Boardman one time. I was at a friend's house. I wasn't working. I was at a friend's house. She became very concerned about her husband, so she called 911. And she lives in a small home. And it really was quick. But then we had this seemed like 8 people in uniform in the house. And it was overwhelming. We had Boardman Fire. We had Morrow County Health District ambulance. It was like, whoa, and who's in charge? And everybody's trying to be in control, which was not a good situation. I was exceptionally unimpressed by the whole situation. I felt like the Morrow County Health ambulance, that I didn't know the crew, but I felt like they were following actual rules and protocols, and Boardman Fire was cowboying it up. The only thing I can say. The second thing I'd like to comment on is the interview that Mike Hughes did with NBC Right Now, which was appalling. The things he said that he would expect people to believe, the first thing was that the Board of Commissioners has many options, including contracting privately with a company, which anybody that come into Morrow County with that few runs is nuts. The second thing he thought, we could have other fire departments do it. My husband is the Heppner Fire Chief, and there's no way they're going to look at anything like this. It's a money loser. It just doesn't work out. And the fire department responds to the fires here. That's the model, and that was the model in Boardman. And so when the fire happens and you've got your paramedics and firemen, they're going to go to a fire, not the ambulance. And then this third thing I have to say is the statement Mike made about he would be allowing or calling in the Morrow County ambulance to take people to Pioneer Memorial. Well, that's ridiculous. if he had knowledge and understanding of the ambulance regulations, which say you need to go to the nearest trauma center or ambulance hospital, nobody's going to be taking a person from Boardman to Heppner. That's just not, that's not even something that is laughable. So, yeah, we could transport, like, for private, you know, into the long-term care situation, or one of my hospice patients to respite, but that's only like a transport. That's not an ambulance run. So, thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you. And next, Emily Roberts.
I'll keep it short because I spoke earlier. I'm Emily Roberts, the CEO for Morrow County Health District. I have another document to submit, and I thought that I would explain what it was, and then I have several copies in case your team is interested in them. This is an entry of default and a final order against Boardman Fire Rescue District for repeated non-compliance with the ASA plan, both the 98 version and the 2001 version, which are largely similar, as I'm sure you know, having read both of them. And it does levy fines in the amount of $169,000, which is based on 338 violations with a per violation fine, administrative time, and associated expenditures. I apologize, I would have submitted this sooner, but it became available today, so I am submitting it to you as soon as I have it. And it is a public document.
Ryan Heckenthorne.
My name is Ryan Heckenthorne. I am employed as a paramedic for Morrow County Health District. I've been a paramedic for, or I've been in the EMS field for over 20 years. I've been a paramedic for 18 years. Prior to working for Morrow County Health District, I worked as a supervisor in an urban system, working on system development as well as working as a county supervisor overseeing ambulance deployment. Simple fact is it's very expensive to run an ambulance service. When we bid for ambulances, we assumed our cost to be approximately $100 to $110 an hour of in-service time to have the ambulance in service. Not on a call, just available. Which is why private EMS will not be interested in Morrow County, as Chief Hughes has stated. There's not enough volume for a private ambulance to make a bid for Morrow County. Reimbursement for ambulance services rarely cover the cost when speaking of 911 services alone. Private ambulance agencies rely on non-emergent scheduled business to make any money, to make any profit. The reason for them having 911 contracts is to anchor them in the area as a known provider. The situation in Morrow County is the number of billable ambulance transports compared to the number of units that it's required for the vast distance that must be covered. It's just not there, which is why the cost-based reimbursement is imperative. So the only issue that I've heard from Chief Hughes was stating the amount of time it was taking to get a Boardman ambulance en route to a call back in 2021. That issue has been resolved. Boardman and Irrigan are both staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their en route time is under 1 minute. And furthermore, the ambulances are on scene well ahead of the contracted 20-minute response time afforded by the ASA, as it was written and approved by the OHA and the Board of Commissioners in 2021. So if Boardman fires to take over ambulance services for the north end of Morrow County, they would need to staff two additional units, 24 hours a day, one to cover Boardman, one to cover Irrigan, as well as have the ability to provide staff to call back for two additional ambulances that are fully equipped to meet the current standard, with both primary ambulances being out. So they're going to have to purchase two more ambulances on top of the two that they've purchased and they're not using. The health district does not use its primary units for inter-facility transfers, which Chief Hughes has stated that he intends on doing for Good Shepherd and Hermiston. This will put the Boardman Fire Ambulance out of county. So what will it cost to staff the ambulances in Boardman without reducing the current staffing that the residents pay for to have on fire engines? Well, it would take 6 paramedics and 6 EMTs to provide 2 ambulances. And that's working the 48-hour shifts that Chief Hughes has his crews working. Morrow County Health District works 12-hour shifts because there are many studies that prove working 48-hour shifts is not ideal for patient care. So, just staffing 6 paramedics and 6 EMTs will cost $870,000 per year in wages. If you add on to that the cost of employee benefits, such as health insurance, PERS retirement plan, vacation, sick leave, that costs another 25%, or $217,000. So that makes a total $1.08 million. This is just staffing. This does not include the cost of buying ambulances, maintaining the ambulances, buying fuel, medical supplies, communication equipment, and insurance, just to name a few. It also doesn't cover the overtime when someone takes vacation or is out sick, or if they have to call in someone to provide an additional unit, as we do with the health district. So has the Board of Commissioners addressed how Boardman Fire intends on paying for these costs? What's the financial feasibility of splitting the ASA? Will splitting the ASA reduce the services currently provided? Will splitting the ASA require raising local taxes in the county to provide the service? The information that the health district has entered into public record tells you how they cover the cost of the ambulance, cost-based reimbursement, which Boardman Fire is not eligible for.
Or overtime.
I believe as an employee interested in EMS, I should have 10 minutes.
Are you taking the time up for the Morrow County Health District then, the full 10 minutes?
Well, I have one sentence left, so I can...
I just want to make sure that time is applying to them. That's what your plan is, that's fine. I just want to make sure that was your intent.
The Morrow County Health District doesn't have any further comment officially tonight, so everyone else will be using...
Their individual 3-minute time, okay.
Yep.
Thanks. Okay. Last sentence. I would just like transparency from Boardman Fire, how they plan to provide the ambulance services to the whole county before you split the ASA. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, Russell Nichols.
I'll pass for now, thanks.
Well, you're not going to, okay. Next up, Jonathan Tallman.
Jonathan Tallman, Boardman, Oregon. I'm Jonathan Tallman, and I've been a resident of Boardman, Oregon. Since my parents initially moved here in 1978, my father, a former county commissioner, instilled in me the importance of prioritizing the county's welfare. Today, I'm in Heppner to draw attention to the ongoing financial and corruption issues that are being that put the existing ambulance service at risk. I'm going to email Roberta and attach SIP and CREZ agreements that demonstrate how Morrow County Health District has lost over $13.5 million through CREZ and SIP agreements in the last 10 years. The City of Boardman and the Port have actually increased their influence and voting power through the CREZ 3 on county land. This has been orchestrated by the Port and the 3 Morrow County Commissioners with the City of Boardman. They seek to exploit the North End for their benefit. I personally witnessed their forceful tactics and heavy-handedness. It is imperative to expose this corruption as evidenced by the Boardman Rural Fire Department's reluctance to collaborate with Morrow County Health District, as well as orchestrate taking out 2 past county commissioners that were defending this behavior. We need to act before this issue spirals out of control. Please, I ask people to get involved, like what we're doing here today. Reach out to other people, trust but verify. This cannot go on. There's too many people that are upset, that are concerned about what is happening in this county. Why are you putting these people at risk? I think it's sad. I really thank you, Jeff. Thank you, David, for being here personally. Being here personally makes a difference because you can look the person in the eye. I don't think it's that difficult. I do understand that it's Drago's birthday, but please look the person in the eye, okay? I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. God bless.
Okay, next up is Dennis Burke.
I'm Dennis Burke.
I live in Hermiston, but I am a senior consultant with EOCCO, Eastern Oregon Coordinated Care Organization, which has about 5,000 of a membership in Morrow County, and is very concerned about where things go with the ambulance service. Our membership, there was about 264 ambulance runs last year.
Could you speak up a little bit? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Trouble
on Zoom.
I said there was about 264 runs last year for that 5,000 population of Medicaid individuals. And so there is a concern that they have as to the stability of the ambulance service in Morrow County. And I see that there's an opportunity to continue to submit additional written testimony next week at another meeting. So I am going to go ahead and bring some additional because I think it's very important. I will not overly duplicate what people have said about the importance of cost-based reimbursement because I think that's been made. But it is important to know that the Medicare intermediary for this area, Meridian, does have in their requirements that there is a 35-mile circumference around a critical access hospital. If there's an ambulance service that's serving within that, they have some latitude in interpretation, but most likely it's the only way that you will be able to continue to get cost-based reimbursement. And this is extraordinarily important because there is no other avenue to cost-based reimbursement except with the connection of an ambulance service and the critical access hospital status. I think the importance of that is one in which, you know, Medicare has a long history of not being excited about paying cost-based reimbursement. They will look at ways to try to interpret any way they can. At least that's been my experience, to see if they can avoid that. Another thing that's very important is if there's fluctuations in ambulance usage. Okay, in other words, you have 1 year of high usage, you have a year of low usage. The current fee-for-service schedule that most insurance companies, and indeed even EOCCO by state mandate, is on, that will result in if there's a decline in ambulance usage, it will result in lower revenues. The irony of cost-based reimbursement is will increase your revenue per run for Medicare individuals. This can be very stabilizing and a good subsidization for a program that is otherwise going to lose money at the long run. That's my comments. Thank you.
Okay.
I guess one comment too is about the documentation for the next meeting. I think just be clear, we're accepting documentation email at any time beforehand. It doesn't have to be here in the meetings. If there's an email, Roberta Vanderwall, County Administrator, we can email that information. So it can be ahead of time. It doesn't have to be right at that meeting. That information sounds very informative to me. For that information, I think I'd love to know about that information.
Okay, we'll have it. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, next up, John Murray.
Thank you.
All right, that concludes the people on the sheet. We'll move to Zoom now. Who wants to comment that's on Zoom? Okay.
You can unmute, you can raise your hand. There's the raised hand emoji on there.
Yeah.
We're just trying to see. There's 27 people on right now. If there's anybody who wants to talk.
Okay, I don't hear anybody. Right? Or see anybody, I guess. Do you, Justin?
I don't. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
No, I always want to double check, but I don't receive any emails, any issues with it.
I've had this happen last time at the meeting. Please give them a minute to find that button.
Okay.
Very frustrating.
Okay. So, okay. That will conclude the public testimony portion of this hearing. And we will continue this public hearing. In order to obtain additional information, this hearing will be continued to Wednesday, May 10th at 3 p.m. The meeting location will be the Port of Morrow Riverfront Center, Riverfront Room Number 2, East Marine Drive, Boardman, Oregon. Thank you all for coming, and thank you for your testimony and input on this very important issue. That concludes our public hearing. Thank you again.